AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Pope Leo is responding to President Trump's social media post that a whole civilization will die tonight if Iran fails to meet his latest deadline to strike a deal that includes reopening the Strait of Hormuz.
Oggi, come tutti sappiamo,
the Pope says today, as we all know, there was also this threat against the entire people of Iran, and this is really unacceptable. Here, there are certainly international issues, but much more a moral issue for the well-being of the entire population. At the United Nations, U.S. Ambassador Mike Waltz says the outcome is not set.
The U.S. remains prepared for meaningful diplomacy, but diplomacy cannot succeed where defiance, delay, and escalation remain Tehran's only response.
The AP's Sagar Magani reports Democrats are responding to the president's threat.
The House's top Democrats say the president is completely unhinged, and they want the chamber brought immediately back into session for a vote on ending the Iran war. Massachusetts Senator Edward Markey went a step further, saying the president is a warmonger who must be removed from office before causing unfathomable harm. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says the president's social media post shows he's an extremely sick person. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pakistan's prime minister is urging the president to extend his deadline for Iran by 2 weeks to allow diplomacy to advance. Federal immigration officers have shot and wounded a migrant in Central California while trying to arrest him. Officers were approaching a car driven by Carlos Ivan Mendoza Hernandez when he allegedly tried to run over an officer with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Officials say he is a suspected gang member, wanted in El Salvador for questioning in connection with a murder. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Taiwan's opposition leader is off to China. She calls it a journey for peace.
As Beijing calls for the self-ruled island to come under its control, the visit is the first by a Taiwanese opposition leader in a decade and comes ahead of a meeting in Beijing between Xi and President Donald Trump, scheduled to take place in May. Before leaving Taipei, the chairwoman of the Kuomintang told reporters that Taiwan must spare no effort to prevent war and seize an opportunity to promote peace. Li Wen says, "I believe that through this journey, everyone is even more eager to see the sincerity and determination of the CPC Central Committee to use peaceful dialogue and exchange to resolve all possible differences between the two sides." China claims the self-ruled island as its own territory and has not ruled out the use of force to take it. A few dozen supporters and detractors of Chen's visit showed up at Taipei's airport chanting and holding signs. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.